can't hear you. Are you ready?
2,000 nurses joined the Occupy DC for a rally near the White House. They want a tax on stock trades to curb Wall Street speculation and raise revenue for infrastructure, jobs, and human needs. Since President Obama is opposed to the idea, the demonstrators mock his Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner.
I am Timothy Geithner with the 1%.
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader says so far the movement has had little effect on political leaders.
The Congress is going about its corporate business as if nothing's happening out there. But pretty soon they're going to start surrounding each congressional office back home with the Occupy people. And then maybe they'll start getting the message.
You stop, nurses! You stop!
The Occupy protesters vow to work outside the traditional political process, which they see as incapable of bringing real change. They prefer to take their message directly to the people. Karen Connor with the Economic Policy Institute says they are beginning to change the political tone in the country.
So the fact that the major newspapers are picking up on the message, or the messages, if you will, and writing about them in their editorial pages and on their front pages is very promising.
Some political analysts believe the Occupy message is starting to replace the dominant Tea Party message of the past 2 years, that big government has bankrupted the country. John Cavanaugh is director of the Institute for Policy Studies.
The bigger story is we have a country that is broken, that isn't working for the majority of people, that is grotesquely unequal. And when you change a story like that, it has all kinds of ripple effects through society.
I'm Timmy Geithner, Treasury Secretary, and the best friend the bankers ever had. Are you guys doing okay?
Cavanaugh points to a recent decision by a major bank to charge customers a monthly debit card fee. After a backlash from angry consumers, the bank dropped the plan.
The protests came up and the banks acted or reacted. I think in the banking world, I'm sure there's a lot of discussion right now of what do we need to do to get these people to go away?
The protesters vow to stay put. Michael Berkson is from New York.
The vast majority of this country is hurting, and that's who should be helped. Wall Street can afford it. A financial transaction tax on Wall Street will not only help the vast majority and pay for infrastructure spending, but it will curb their greed.
Protesters say they plan to occupy the campaign offices of Republican presidential candidates. There are also big plans for the spring. Their goal is to force politicians to act by exerting pressure from outside the political system.